Welcome to Demelo Columbus, a site that features new Latina, Latino, and Latinx voices from Columbus, Ohio, each week. Cruzita Fletcher was kind enough to speak with me in her Gahanna office, where she practices law. She is well known in the community for assisting with civil and criminal cases, as well as issues concerning immigration. We started our conversation with Fletcher relaying her grandparents' story of moving from Puerto Rico to Ohio.
My name is Cruzita Fletcher. I'm an attorney here in Columbus. I'm from Lorain, Ohio, which is north of here, about 2 hours and 15 minutes north of here. And I came to Columbus to go to law school.
How did you even decide to get into law?
Well, I come from a family of seven, and I was the first one to graduate from a four-year institution. When I was in college, I got interested in the political science and the debates, and a professor actually got me interested in considering law school. And that's how I ended up in law school.
And, I mean, kind of going back to Lorain, Ohio, how did your family come?
Lorain has a huge population of Puerto Ricans. I myself am Puerto Rican. My parents came from Puerto Rico when they were young, when their parents came to work in Lorain. At that time in the 50s, there was a huge demand for steel workers. There was a steel mill there that was very active, and the company actually went to Puerto Rico and recruited labor because they didn't have, I guess, enough people to work the steel mills. And so, like a lot of communities that develop, families would come together. First, either the husbands, and then they would bring their families over. And so my parents actually knew each other in Puerto Rico growing up, and a lot of the families from their little town came over to Lorain, and a lot of them started working at the steel mill. And so my grandfather started at the steel mill. And by the time my father was working age, Ford Motor Company had their huge base in Vermilion, which was a few miles away from Lorain. There was a lot of employment in the area. So that's how, you know, my family ended up in Lorain.
It's good to note it's like a lot of industrial work, right?
At that time, yes.
At that time in Ohio. Mm-hmm. Yes. That was bringing a lot of people in.
Yeah, they would, yes. It was very fascinating to me. They actually went to Puerto Rico to recruit people to come and work, you know, at the steel mills. I found that very fascinating when I was looking at, you know, the history of my family and how they ended up there. When you look at history and you look at now, I mean, I think this country goes through stages. You know, it gets politicized, but where you go through, oh, we need labor, so let's recruit immigrants. And, you know, Puerto Ricans are citizens, you know, by birth, but that was not always the case in Puerto Rico. There was a lot of statutes that had to pass, a lot of self-interest, I think, for the United States. But when the demand is high, you know, you see companies, you know, recruiting, and a lot of times they recruit by whatever means. And so, and I think you can see that, you know, you have the argument that there's need for employment here, and then you have the argument that there's need for labor. And so at that time, you know, they did need labor, and they found their way to Puerto Rico and recruited people, which I would love to know how that came about, but that's how my family ended up in Lorain. And that's why there's a huge multi-generational community in Lorain. And Cleveland, you know, Cleveland's like 20 miles from Lorain.